Woman caught in immorality. It was time for the festival in Jerusalem. Jesus pretended he wasn't going, but went without anyone knowing. The religious leaders were looking for him, but couldn't find him. Still, everyone was talking about him. Some said that Jesus was a good man, while others said he deceived people with his teaching. No one wanted to say too much because they feared the religious leaders. Halfway through the festival, Jesus went to the temple and started teaching the crowd. Everyone was amazed at what he said. The religious leaders sent guards to get him. They went, but they weren't able to arrest him because it wasn't his time to die. Soon, the guards were spellbound by his teaching. They finally returned to the religious leaders. The leaders said, "Where is he? Why didn't you bring him?" The guard said, "We never heard anyone talk like this man." The next morning, Jesus was once again teaching at the temple. The religious leaders went to him with a woman they had caught in immorality. They thought they could use her to trap Jesus and get evidence against him. They said, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. The law of Moses said we should stone her, but we want you to tell us what we should do." He acted like he didn't hear them. He stooped down and used his finger to write in the dust. They didn't allow him to ignore them. They kept asking about this situation. Finally, he stood and faced them. "Go ahead and stone her, but have the person without sin throw the first stone." He then stooped down and started writing on the ground again. The men stood there without saying anything. Finally, they started leaving one by one, starting with the older men. Then Jesus stood up and looked around. He and the woman were the only ones standing in the middle of the crowd. He said to her, "Woman, where are those who were accusing you? Didn't they condemn you to death?"
No, they didn't, Lord."
"Well, I don't condemn you to death either. Go and don't sin anymore." He then turned to the crowd and said, "I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will never walk in darkness because they have the light of life."